Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es holen Perik Dalid, Mishnah Zayin. Es scheuchen es a Behemah, es amaschacht es a Behemah. Und was about Shilya? What's a Shilya? Shilya is like the sack that the baby develops in. Sagt der Mishnah, Nefesh hayafa teichlena. Nefesh hayafa, what does this mean? Sounds like, oh, Nefesh hayafa, big tzaddik. You know what it means? It means someone who's not squeamish. He can eat it. Because really, it becomes mutter with the shechita of the mother. Really, if someone is repulsed by something, and it appears many people would be, you're not supposed to eat it. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. The Eina Mitama, Leitumas Acholin, Leitumas Nevelis. Although you're allowed to eat it, but because most people wouldn't eat it, the halach is it does not become tame, neither with the regular tumma that would affect foods, and not the tumma for a nevela. Nevela is an animal that died without shechita. So let's say the mother died without being shechted. Still, this sack would not have tumas nevelas. Now, why not, Taka? Most people would not eat it. Therefore, it's not called an eichel. So if the mother was shechted, and chanami, you would be allowed to eat it if you're the type that would eat it, but it doesn't have a din of eichel, and therefore it's not makabel, the same tumma that eichel would be makabel. If the behemoth died without shechita, for that reason, doesn't have a din of basar that would be nevela. The Torah says, an animal that died without shechita, the nevela, has a din of an avatumma. And you have to understand, nevela means it's automatically tame. Tumma sachala means if it comes into contact with tumma, it would become tame, like any food become tame. So it doesn't have tumma sachala if the mother was shechted, because most people won't eat it. It doesn't have tumas nevelois if the mother was not shechted, because it's not basa. We don't consider it basa. If chishev alav, you have one of these nefesh hayafas, and he's thinking, you know what? He's going to eat it. Then it's his machshava that's going to create the din of food over here, and metama tumas oichlen. But still, it's not considered meat. It's considered stam food. What difference does it make? The difference would be that if the mother died without shechita, Loi tumas nevelas. It would not have tumas nevelas. Now, if someone's going to take a piece of wood and decide he's going to eat it, it doesn't have a din of an eichel. It won't have tumas eichlen. But this shil yilamaisa could be eaten by someone who isn't squeamish. So therefore, his machshava would be effective to turn it into an eichel that if it comes into contact with tumah, it would become tame. But it's not going to... Now, it'll turn it into an eichel, but it won't turn it into a piece of basar. In order for it to have tumas nevelos, it would have to have a din of basar. And maybe someone is willing to eat this, but basar it's not. We have a tomato. So there are halachas of tumas achalun. That's the first be a half to get wet. But one of the shiva mashkim have learned that already. If something tummy touches, it becomes tame. But it doesn't have tumas nevelos. It's not automatically tumas as an avatumah because it's a nevela. Now, this sack is a far cry from a tomato. It's not even normal food. But even if someone decides that it's food, it would have the same din. It would be makabel tumas eichlen, but it's not basar, no tumas nevel. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, shilya sheyatzisa miktsasa. If part of this shilya, this little bag, this sack, which the baby develops in, came out of the womb before the mother was shechted, asura biachila, then it's asa to eat. Even if a person wants to eat it, he can't. And he can't even eat the part of the sack that remained inside. What if only a little bit of the sack went out? Doesn't make a difference. Our concern is that the head was in that little part that came out, and therefore it's considered born. And, as the Mishnah explains, Simen Vlad Be'isha V'Simen Vlad Behema. This little bag is a sign that there was a baby here. It's a sign for a woman, and it's a sign for a fetus in an animal. So, it could be we don't see any baby inside. But we assume that it had one, it could have dissolved. So even if a small part went out, I know this isn't very pleasant, but if the dissolved head was there, it's the halacha, we have to know the halacha, then it's considered born, and memela, it doesn't become mutter, the rest of it doesn't become mutter with the shechit of the mother. Vayter zakta Mishnah, hamafkeres. This is an animal that is expecting what it's first born, so really, that behemoth would be a bchar, it has kiddusha. If a b'char dies, you can't feed it to your dog. It's asr b'hanah. But in this case, we don't really know what it was. Hamavakera shehepila shilya. The shilya came out. We don't see what was inside. We know there was some developing baby inside. What's the halacha with this? And the answer is yashlichana leklavim. You can throw it to the dogs. What? What if that baby that was inside is a pchar? Then it's aser bahana. And the answer is we look at it this way. A pchar is only a zachar, not an akeva. So that eliminates half. There's at least a 50% chance that this is not a pchar. Now, even within the half that is a zachar, sometimes it's so different, it's so deformed, it looks like mamash, a different kind of an animal, not the animal that it's in. Like, it doesn't even look like a baby cow that's in a cow. If that's the case, it's not a pchar. It happens really, but it does happen. But it's enough for us to say that there's a more than 50% chance there's a rive that it's not a pchar. Could be it's an akeva, even if it's a zachar, sometimes, in rare cases, it's so deformed that it just doesn't have a din of a pchar. And that's the reason that I'm a vakeresh, a pila shilya that lost its shilya, even though we don't know what the baby is, but it's still mutter bahana, we're not worried for the fact that the animal inside is a pchar, and the halacha is yashlichenu leklavim, he could throw it to his dogs, he could feed it to his dogs. But, uvimigdashin, if we have the same case, in regard, let's say, to a shlomim, which could be in the cave, an oila can't be in the cave, but a shlom could be in the cave, and there's a baby inside, and the baby comes out to cover. Here it has to be buried. Because in most cases, it would have kiddusha. You see, if the mother was a shlomim, whether the baby was a zachar or in the keva, it would have a din of hegdish. And therefore, we have to assume that it had kedusha, and you can't derive any benefit from it. This, or for that matter, any other sack, isn't buried beprashas drachim at the crossroads. And you don't hang it on a tree. These were certain superstitious things that the Amoyrim used to do. You know what they believed? They believed that if they buried this baby, or almost baby, at the crossroads, or they hang it from a tree, it would protect the mother from future miscarriages. And the Torah says, don't copy the ways of the Amoyrim. The Torah says, v'loy sasa, kimasei. You want to protect the mother, then we have a tilim for that. Okay, so quickly chazing over what we learned in our Mishnah. Some Shech Tzabahem, and he finds a sack that normally a baby develops inside. We don't say that it's Avram and Achai, it's a separate thing. The sack does become mutter with the shechita of the mother, but for most people it's repulsive, but if someone is a nefesh ayafa, he's not squeamish, he could eat it. Because most people don't eat it, it doesn't have a din of tumas achlin, meaning to say it doesn't have a din of an oicho, and if a tumah touches it, it does not become tameh. If the mother was not shechted, it does not have a din of Tumas Nevela. If he takes the sack and says he's going to eat it, his machshava makes it an oichel. In that case, it would be metame Tumas Acholin, meaning to say that if it touches Tummy, it would become Tumah, but it wouldn't have the din of Tumas Nevelois, because l'maisa, it's not called Basar. Now, if it had Tumas Nevelois, it would automatically be Tummy. Tumas Acholin means something Tummy has to touch it. Tumas Nevelois means it is Tummy. And a very serious tum, an avatum. Then the Mishnah told us like this. If a little bit of the sack started coming out before the shechita, even only a little bit of it, it's asur b'yachila, the whole sack, even the part that was inside, because, just like we say by an isha, we say the same with the development of a behema. If there's a sack, there's a baby, and if there's a baby that dissolved, it could be the head wasn't the part that came out, and the male is considered born, and it does not become mutter through the shechita of the mother. Then we said an animal that has its firstborn that loses its shilya, it's mutter bahana. I inside there may be a bchar, okay. There's only a 50-50 chance to start with that it's a zachar. And even if it's a zachar, sometimes it's so deformed, it doesn't even look like this species, that it doesn't have a din of a bchar. Rarely. But it's enough to say there's a rive. Masha'enkin, let's say this was a karm shlamin that was expecting a baby. And the baby came out, here it has to be buried. We don't say it's mutter bahana. We don't say you can feed it to the dogs, because even an akeva would also have kiddusha. There was a minig amongst the Amirim to bury the unborn fetus by crossroads or hanging on a tree. That was supposed to be a shmira for the mother. We don't do that. That's considered tarkei hu amiri. Like we said, we daven.